Great to have you along on this Thursday morning. This is Jim O'Hara with a check of news on WVIK, Quad Cities NPR. It's 4 after 9. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds says her recent trade mission has strengthened Iowa's relationship with India and could lead to major economic opportunities for the state.
Reynolds says India is an attractive market for Iowa's crops, livestock, biotechnology, and manufactured goods. She says India will have to modernize its agriculture sector to boost production and may someday accept genetically modified foods. And Reynolds says she and other Iowa government and business leaders are working to be a part of those changes.
We're going to go back next year because it can't be a one and done. This is something that we believe is the right thing to do for our state and for our farmers and manufacturers and biotechnology.
The head of the Quad Cities Chamber of Commerce says they already hosted a business from India they met on the trip about a potential investment in the Quad Cities. And because of the trip, a biotech company called Power Pollen signed a letter of intent to bring its technology to India for the first time. I'm Katerina Sestarik, IPR News.
WVIK Quad Cities weather. Today's sunny, high near 80. Overnight, increasing clouds with a slight chance of showers, low of 55. For Friday, mostly cloudy to start with gradual clearing throughout the day, high near 74. And mostly sunshine for the weekend, Saturday up to 82, Sunday's high 74. On Think, Uzo Aduba, the Emmy Award-winning star of Orange is the New Black, is Heifer International's ambassador to Africa, as well as an ambassador for Stand Up to Cancer. She joins host Chris Boyd today at noon on Think. Here on WVIK, Quad Cities, NPR, this is Jim O'Hara.